the rest of the story. I am an automobile. I am 3 years old. My license plate reads 688 LTV75, and I'm about to be stolen. April 20, with only about 26,000 miles on my odometer, I am parked on a city street in front of a popular restaurant. I'm in plain view of passers-by. I should be safer here than practically anywhere. Still, all at once, somebody I do not recognize pries the lock on my driver's side door with a slender instrument of some kind. Whatever it is, it hurts. But it's nothing compared to what I'm about to endure. My kidnapper, in order not to attract the attention of police, is driving moderately, even politely. But the farther we go, the less familiar are the sights, the smells, the sounds, the roads beneath my wheels. Before long, I'm lost. And not long after that, I'm being steered into what appears to be a garage. That it is, a garage. Suddenly, there are faces all around me, unsmiling faces, worn by firm-muscled men with tattooed arms. In their hands are the tools of my eventual unavoidable torture. The men go about their work with solemn drudgery. Like executioners, I'm thinking. In corners of this place are heaped the body parts of other unfortunates who have passed this way before me. I try not to look as I join their tragic numbers. My doors are opened. Their interior panels are jerked away. Their vital mechanisms are removed. My engine is disconnected from its fuel source and its drivetrain unbolted from its mounting and taken out whole. Worst of all, my brain, the computer that controls my vital functions, power steering, power windows, speedometer, anti-lock braking system, everything, that electronic nerve center is extracted in one piece. And last of all, before what's left of me is loaded onto a truck and taken away, my tires, even my wheels are pulled off. Incredibly, my owners will find me stripped and abandoned in a ditch outside town. More incredibly still, my owner says he wants to keep me, and I am grateful for that. It'll cost some $20,000 to heal what hurts, to replace what's gone, to restore me to my former condition. Fact is, I will never again be my old self. You know how it goes. You have a serious illness, a debilitating injury, and you recover, but something is always left over, an ache here, a susceptibility there, maybe chronic, maybe constant. But you're never quite back to how you used to be. Well, that's the way it was with me. I tried to tell them. I blinked my warning lights. I begged for another physical examination. I may look well, I kept insisting, but I am not well. And I was right. But my warnings were ignored. You've heard a lot about me, but you never really knew me, did you? Never knew what I'd been through. Well, now you'll never forget that once upon a Grand Theft Auto, there was a shiny black Mercedes S280, got hacked to pieces in a Paris chop shop, then was returned to the limousine company that owned it, and was almost restored. Almost restored. That is my story, and it is true. I tried to tell them that my brakes were malfunctioning by flashing the appropriate red light on my dashboard, but for some reason, nobody listened to the complaints of the chauffeurs who drove me, and the last chauffeur must not have cared as he roared into that tunnel one August night last year and took his own life and mine and the life of Princess Diana. And now only you know the rest of the story.